Cable TV these days is offering a new crop of some very popular characters who aren't exactly heroic. They aren't even necessarily good guys just acting a bit bad. They are meth dealers, serial killers. There's a murderous biker gang. And critic Eric Deggans is struck by the way audiences are responding to TV's anti-heroes.
Does this guy sound like a hero?
The bond that holds this club together isn't about love or brotherhood anymore. Fear and greed now.
That's Jackson Jax Teller, the anti-hero at the heart of FX's blockbuster biker gang series, Sons of Anarchy. Just this season, Jax blew away a rival gang with an RPG missile, shot a Russian gangster in the head, and...
You guys are running coke for the Mexicans?
Got into some serious trouble while selling guns to the scariest gangsters on the planet.
Those guns are already sold! The cartel is expecting all of them in 2 days.
I get it!
Jax Teller is the leading edge of an increasingly extreme crop of anti-heroes, characters the audience likes and wants to see succeed, even though they act an awful lot like villains. The cable channel AMC has become a haven for anti-heroes, from philandering ad man Don Draper on Mad Men to the meth-making ex-school teacher Walter White on Breaking Bad. And their latest anti-hero, ex-Confederate soldier Cullen Bohannon, owns slaves. When it comes to bad guys doing bad things, you can't get much worse than that. So how does AMC's new series, Hell on Wheels, make a slave-owning anti-hero sympathetic? It makes the villains even worse. Bohannon is hunting down the Union soldiers who raped and killed his wife.
I am not proud of what happened to your wife, Bohannon.
Didn't happen to her. You did it to her.
In fact, Hell on Wheels uses race as a handy scorecard. The heroes resist prejudice and racism, while the villains wallow in it. And the anti-heroes can get even worse. Consider Dexter Morgan, a serial killer who only kills other murderers, on Showtime's hit series, Dexter.
People think it's fun to pretend you're a monster. Me, I spend my life pretending I'm not.
What made me the way I am left a hollow place inside. So I become an expert at blending in, camouflaging myself.
Dexter may be TV's ultimate anti-hero, a murderer working as a forensic technician for the Miami police. Author Jeff Lindsay, who created Dexter in his crime novels, once told me he specifically built the character to draw an audience's sympathy. Dexter has a soft spot for kids, a strong moral code, and a license to do things the rest of us can only dream about. That's the last lesson in creating a great anti-hero. He or she often protects the innocent, even when they're dealing drugs and killing people. But these characters, warped as they can be, are also a statement on our times. In a world filled with war, recession, and cynicism, straight-up heroes feel fake as a $3 bill. So the confused guy who does bad things for the right reasons just might be the best reflection of where we are today.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times.